Hallelujah, buddy. I've mentioned that this is a time that God really is with us and that he wants to release his power and the answers to prayer. And it's victory is at hand for us, I believe, in various different circumstances. Many people are struggling with their decisions for business. Some, we've heard that there were such big challenges in getting employees, et cetera, et cetera. But I believe that the season is at hand. If we seek God's face, that he is going to release his keys to victory. And one of the ones that is very important I found in our lives, and that it is, in a sense, I wrote a book because I found that it was somewhat hidden. And we needed to find that, just like the power of the Holy Spirit was somewhat hidden to us for some centuries. And we had to go back and say, this is in the Word of God. It's God's promises. And one of them was in Matthew 17:21, where Jesus says, however, this kind does not go out except through prayer and fasting. Then I confronted this particular truth when I was, after I graduated from university, I was working. I was going to graduate school, but also got a job working at a state institution for very challenged children that their parents could no longer care for them. They had tremendous traumas in their mind, et cetera, et cetera. And so I worked full-time at this place, and I was assigned certain children to work with and programs like behavior modification challenge, helping train them in certain behavior things that we take for granted. And there was a little boy, severe Down syndrome. He was 16 years old in the regular chronological age, but he had severe difficulties. He was a mutilator. He would, anytime his hands were free, we had to tie them, in fact. And if they were untied, he would beat his face constantly and cry. And he was also crippled. And he touched my heart. He was such a sweet kid, but this thing seemed to drive him to mutilate himself constantly. And so I went to the Lord and prayed and asked, Lord, what is the answer for little Stevie? He's beating himself. And I know you have a love for this little boy. And very clearly I heard the voice of the Lord say, this kind does not go out except through prayer and fasting. And I said, fasting? What is that? I guess it means no food, no water. So I did go 3 days without drinking any water or eating any food just because I love that little kid. And so love drives you often to prayer and to fasting certain times. And we need to learn that because that's where I read that. I wrote that book called The Hidden Power of Prayer and Fasting, because for centuries, in many ways, it was hidden. So I fasted, in fact, 3 days without food and water, and then I went on fasting until I felt the release from the Lord. Well, that was on the 14th day after I heard the Lord say, go pray for him. Now I took little Stevie in this large, empty office, and I plunked him down and said, Stevie, you may not understand, but I'm a servant of the Lord, and God, mercy is towards you. He loves you. And then I said, in the name of Jesus, you horrible, mutilating spirit, get out of him. And suddenly, his body was thrown several feet away from him. Now, I had never seen that. And the power of God was manifested. And he let out this large breath full of, the smell was like burning sulfur and rotting eggs. And it covered the entire room, and it seemed to gather itself and then be gone from the room. And I knew something had happened, so I told myself, something had happened, and went and took Stevie's hand and untied his hands. And for the first time, I felt like he was touching his face, not driven to beat himself, and started crying. And then I took him by the hand saying, okay, Stevie, I got to take you back. And as he got up, his he was walking straight instead of the way, crooked, lame way he was walking. And I knew that God's Spirit had come to heal and deliver things. So that was one of my first examples of literally the hidden power of prayer and fasting, and that God will confirm his word to us. We find it in the very life of Jesus. In fact, in Luke chapter 4, Jesus comes and says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, set the captives free, give eyes to the blind, etc." And then it says in Luke chapter, in verse 1, that as Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit, is led or driven by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days. And so he is fasting for 40 days. And it says, and then afterward he ate, so I guess he drank water, but he broke his fast after 40 days. And there, then, as he comes out, in verse 14, you find that it says, and Jesus filled with the Spirit, in verse 1. Verse 14, you find he comes out in the power of the Spirit. So God wants that. It's kind of like a gradation, if we will. You are empowered. You receive the Holy Spirit. I bless you as you receive the Holy Spirit. But then we are on a journey. You're going to grow in the Lord. And part of the growth is the leadership of the Holy Spirit to help you, give you grace to fast and pray. Whether it's one day a week, whether it's 7 days per year, whatever. But there are certain days God will help guide you to. And there are certain prayer needs that we have. I pray for everyone who is listening, for you, for your families, that God will come in and bless your children, that not one of them will be an unbeliever, that he will not be taken over by this, a lot of this modern stuff that's happening, and he will have the values, the biblical values that God has said would make our children prosper in every way. So I pray that grace. And if there are certain children that need help, need deliverance, or just need favor and success in their lifestyle, then set aside certain days to fast for you. Ask your husband, ask your wife to agree with you in prayer, and let's do certain, I do certain numbers of days, even with the people that I help guide, disciple, teach, Bonnie and I. And it's wonderful to know that every time, as it happened in the life of Jesus, Jesus is our ultimate model for life and ministry. I praise God for Luther and Finney and many others, the Spurgeon, wonderful leaders, but they are not the ultimate model for my life and ministry. It's the Lord Jesus himself. In fact, he says in the Gospel, "As my Father sent me, so send I you." So in the same manner, with the great anointing that Father God sent Jesus, Jesus himself is sending you. And you find that as Jesus comes out in the power of the Spirit, that among the first thing he does, goes and speaks. He's been invited to speak at a synagogue, and a demon manifests. And immediately Jesus takes authority. And that's something that I believe that God is releasing afresh over us, that we will take authority over principalities and powers, that we will not tolerate dark shadows to come over us in our individual family life or corporate national life, that these different stuff, shadows that would come, we need part of our mantle that God has given us as believers is the responsibility to pray for our national leaders, to say we pray that part of prayer, well, one of our great teachers was Brother Derek Prince, said, "God, give us leaders such that it will be to your glory to give them the power, the grace, the leadership in Jesus' name." So we are grateful that this is one of the anointed and graces that the Lord is releasing in our lives, that we go forth in the power of the Spirit and do signs and wonders. We find in the very book of Acts, for example, it says in Acts 13, Now, in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius, and Cyrene, Manan. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. So the church itself, so individually, this is a lesson for us, and corporately even, the early church did not do anything without some prayer and fasting. So with fasting then, these are some of the first disciples that are sent out that we start to calling them apostles, because they have apostolic authority, and they gave us apostolic teaching. And it says in 2 Corinthians 6, apostolic anointing, it says about it, "In all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, much patience, tribulation, need, distresses and stripes, in imprisonment, tribulation, tumults, labor, sleeplessness, in fasting, by purity, by knowledge, etc." But fasting is mentioned as part of the lifestyle of the apostolic. What I saw was, as I started adding this, I saw this in many different challenges as we help other people that I would feel led to pray something and then fast for those people. So fasting, I found, moves us from the natural to the supernatural realm. It just is a pathway by which God wants to pour out grace and victory. So many men, many women that are struggling for their decision, for being able to open some businesses, or being able to asking the Lord how to write, or what different things, that in all these projects, remember, from the natural to the supernatural, fasting is one of the important aspects that the Lord has given us. From 1972 onwards, for many years, lifestyle was a major part of our lives, of my life too, and of various lengths. So if God gives you grace to do 1 day fast per week, that'd be great. If you can do 3 days per week, however you're agreed, but let that be a regular lifestyle. You'll find it'll really, really transform your life. And there is a time to fast. We find in, I love that scripture in Second Chronicles 20. It says, that whole chapter is just loaded with so much truth, but it says that a whole army came to attack Judah. And Jehoshaphat is the leader there, and it says a great multitude came against him, and he had a fear of the Lord, and he set himself to seek the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. So from time to time, I wish we could come together even to do fasting individually and corporately. And it's really a wonderful study to look at 2 Chronicles 20 and see how Jehoshaphat approached the living God. And it was not just to make God feel guilty or something, but he came, and in the context of prayer and fasting then, he and the congregation of Judah, they seek the Lord. They come to the house of the Lord, said, "Lord, you gave us the word. You gave us promises that you would hear our prayers. And if in any time there would be vast enemies that would come to attack us, that we could come together, we could come to this house and remind you and say that you promised, Lord, in your word, that you would rescue us and give us the victory as we seek your face and humble ourselves before you." It is time. It is good for us to humble ourselves, not to come. And it says, you know, David humbled himself before the Lord. There are all kinds of leaders, from Esther to Ezra to Daniel. We see they're part of their lifestyle was prayer and fasting. So we need to add that as our important disciplines. For we have been praying for leaders, for people who are asking for God's guidance over their businesses, God's guidance for how to help their children, God's guidance in their own lives for what their own decisions major that they are making, that if God will help affirm. Here in Chronicles, you find that God hears Jehoshaphat's prayers. And as he goes, he takes pleasures before him, marching before him. That's a good thing to add to our fasting. We humble ourselves, we fast and pray and seek God's face, and then combine it with praise and thanksgiving and worship. So that's an aspect that we can discipline ourselves and say, Lord, thank you. Hear our praise. Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the thanks. You are the God who answers prayer. And we have seen him again and again. Children who have major learning disabilities. We had a child of a family that we know in Washington, D.C., that for some years born without, it seemed like, did not talk, did not say a word. So they thought he was severely autistic. The doctors had said, yeah, he's severely autistic. And I gave them one of my tapes and they played it over him. And as they played it, he started getting his words back. He started speaking. In fact, some years later, they came to visit me, and I took him out for lunch, and he would not stop talking at that time. I said, shut up. I was just joking, but it was a delight to see. He was so anointed, and God had loosed his tongue. So we do bless your children. We pray different things that have hindered them, that you will experience that breakthrough for your friends, for your children, for your neighbors. We have seen many cancer yokes broken. We have seen many marriages healed. God doing restoration work in the husband, the wife. And it says in Ezra chapter 8, it's one of the wonderful places I often look back to it in verse 21. It says, then I proclaimed a fast there, chapter 8, Ezra, at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God, to seek from him the right way for us and our little ones, and all our possessions, for I was ashamed to request of the king an escort of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy on the road, because we had spoken to the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all those who, for good, who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against those who forsake him. So we fasted and entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayer. That is so wonderful to know that these leaders who have gone before, they are leaders. They're not just, they had assignment, but they knew part of the equipment was prayer and fasting. It says in Isaiah 58 that then your light, as we fast, verse 8 says, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. This is when we do righteous fasting, godly fasting. So it is an instruction, I believe, that God is giving to us now in this hour, where we are, whether it is personal needs that you have, whether it is your family that needs breakthrough, whether it's your business that needs victory and breakthrough, whether it's ideas that you need. The Lord has promised, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. And the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. What a wonderful promise. And we release the blessing of that promise over you, over your life, over your ministry. May the Lord give you breakthrough after breakthrough. And make sure, write down that testimony. It's important. I learned from way back to keep a journal just to give him glory thank you, Lord, you are doing this. At first, it was even simple things that I'm praying for a parking space, but the Lord giving you breakthrough from the small to the big then. That we have had chances. There was a singing group some years ago that called us, and they were friends of ours, but one of the main leaders of that group was in a diabetic coma, and they called us, and I said to Bonnie, I was just coming back from another assignment from Chicago, and I said, I'm so tired. She said, there's a request. She's dying there and had been in a coma for several days. And the Lord gave me a word, wake up, sleeping beauty. And she was sleeping there in a coma in Nashville. And I remember a team driving me to that city. And I walked into her room and said, wake up, sleeping beauty. And the Lord brought her out of the coma, and she was healed. And in fact, they did not bill her a dollar because they said, God did this. And so may the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob do the mighty things in your life to give you mighty turnarounds, healings, signs, and miracles. It is something that when we do spiritual warfare, when we do pray and bind enemy forces, it says in Daniel chapter 9, then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We shall have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. And it's quite something to see Daniel get breakthrough after breakthrough. When he is locked up in a prison with lions, they find that God has divided, sent an angel to shut the mouth of lions. May that be part of your testimony, that you see a mighty turnaround. May we see a major turnaround in our families, in our national history, in the coming days, that we have pined for days of old. I will tell you, our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he keeps his promises. So whether it's your personal fast, whether it's a corporate fast, or as Moses was in the presence of the Lord, he was 40 days in the presence without eating or drinking, because he was in the literal presence of God. And God, I mean, in fact, when he came out and was with the people, his face was so shining with the glory of the Lord. I tell you, the glory is very much involved, the presence of the Lord as you fast and pray. During that time of fasting and afterwards, may your face shine with the glory, and may your life be a testimony that our God, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he turned around and delivered the children of Israel during the lifetime of Esther. She was accompanied by Mordecai. But the very gibbet that was set to hang Mordecai about 70 feet high, that his enemy was hung up there, because God gives us the great turnaround as we fast and pray, that we will experience the turnaround in our lifetime, in your lifetime, as we determine. And there are all kinds of fasts, by the way, you can do. Fasting where you don't drink water, that's just limit that to 3 days. But where we, like, God led Jesus to fast and pray for 40 days, he drank water. So it could be 7 days, 14, 21 days. That Daniel's fast for 21 days. So you can have a 3 day, like Esther. You can do 1 day, like the Day of Atonement for Israel. But God's grace will be over you, watching over you, and just be led by the Lord. The word I often give people is grace, grace, grace. May the grace of the Lord be mighty over you, your family, as you seek God's face, and God will answer your prayer and fasting with supernatural victory.